And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Mitch McMorrow. Today on the show...
What have we got? Prism.
Yeah, it's a brand new service from Bristol Drugs Project.
And that bright light, bright light.
Yeah, did you see the Graham Norton show?
I did, yeah, very good. So all that and more coming up in the next hour right here on Shout Out. Hello, everybody.
Hi. That was like unison.
That was also like, it's summer, it's really hot. Hi.
It's lovely. Yeah.
Phew. It is, isn't it?
So. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's
can we officially say it's summer now?
Yes.
It must be officially summer by now.
I think we can officially say it's summer.
So you're both looking very summery as well.
Yeah, do you like the cooler...
exterior.
Kaftan look.
It's a bit hot in the office.
It is hot, isn't it? Yeah, but nice.
I'm not complaining. I can't cope with heat. I just can't do it.
Well, that was what aircon was invented for, isn't it? So, yeah. Has anyone got anything exciting planned for this summer?
Well, I know I'm going to Elfest.
Oh, are you? Yes. That's in July, isn't it?
In July. There's...
What is Elfest, for those that don't know?
For Elfest is... basically what it says on the tin.
L is for lesbian, I presume.
L is for lesbian, and
so it's a lesbian fest.
It's for like all women who identify as lesbian, including trans women who identify as lesbian as well. So yes, it's inclusive.
It's nice when it's inclusive.
Male guests as well.
Nice. So I'm allowed to come and be your guest
if I say that you're bona fide and okay.
Bona fide. Got back to the Polari course now.
Yes, yes. You can troll up to Elfest if you're a bona fide, bona fide guest. But yes, it's a like a 3-day festival, and it's just fantastic to be in a field full of women, lesbian, bisexual women, and
obviously you can be bisexual and go as well. Then,
yeah,
not that you can really tell. You can't just say, well, no, we don't believe you're 100% bona fide lesbian.
I don't think you're turned away, but if you're someone who identifies as female, then you're welcome.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool. I presume that...
Because I don't think they have a test. No. To test you know,
that's what always makes me laugh. It's like there are some countries in the world where they're like, we're not allowing that for gay people, you know, and we're going to have gay tests.
See
if you're gay. It's like, how nice do you test if someone's gay?
I wonder what would that look like.
So, can you make a storm happen? Tends to be the most.
Yeah, can you make it rain? You know, on
make it rain. Or,
what about
like
floods?
Song.
Floods?
Right, song tune.
But then, you know, you could just be...
Sing the whole of YMCA.
Yeah, you could just be happy.
It's stereotyping, though, isn't it?
It will get into the stereotype realm, and we need to avoid that.
Are you doing any of the stuff this year? I presume you're joining us at Pride, are you?
I'm not, because I'm on my course on Saturday, but I'm going to San Francisco.
Well, it's not this Saturday.
No, but I've got a course that runs up until the following Saturday, and I'm doing a counselling course, so that's tip priority. But...
Stuck in an office in this heat, you mean?
Yeah, and then August time, I'm off to San Francisco.
Very nice.
We're going to San Francisco in September.
We're not going until next year. Ours is our honeymoon, though, so it's slightly different.
Yeah, ours is our honeymoon.
I'm taking my kids, and we're going to go and see a baseball bat game and all the rest of it.
Are you going to go see a baseball bat?
Just the bat. Just go to the shop and go... Hello, yes, I'd like to see a baseball bat because that's all I've come for.
Lake Tahoe and Joshua Tree and, you know.
Yes, nice.
But you got to choose your location, don't you? As a trans person, you can't always go everywhere you want to.
Ironically, even as a gay person, you can't. I wouldn't like to visit the back of beyond in Texas, for example, where it's very
mid of the country, yeah. I think. Yeah.
East or West Coast, and that's about your limit, isn't it?
No, I don't know. It's getting better.
Carolina is probably not the place to go.
No, I wouldn't. Don't go to North Carolina.
Not with trans exclusionary toilets syndrome at the moment.
Silly, isn't it?
You know?
So. Anyway, talking of events, rather than the events that we're doing this year, should we get some events that are going on?
Local.
So, Outshout, our pick of the best events coming on this week with the lovely Tara.
Hello.
So, what have you got for us this week?
Well, we've got Pride's coming up in Gloucester this weekend.
It's Pride season.
It's got to be started,
isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it? And it's this weather. Yeah, it's Gloucester. It's 11 a.m.
This weekend, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Who's their headliner? Do we know?
Sonia.
Sonia.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I like Sonia, but that's just me. Yeah. Oh. I just remember that song.
Which one?
Do you think you're a boy or a girl? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But connotations when I was a kid.
So is it on this weekend? Is it a free one? Is it a pay one? Or
I think it's free.
Yeah.
There's an evening event that you've got to pay, of course, but I think the daytime event's free. Yeah, they've got 80s and 90s. They've got Tom Barnwell from The Voice. They've got Ryan Jagger. What else they got? Heather Porter from Cardiff Mardi Gras.
Oh, right. Yeah. Cool.
And I think it should be a good event.
Do we know where it is? Because exactly small, is it?
It's a parade from Shire Hall, the Fountain Inn on Westgate Street, and it'll be open from 10:30 a.m. They're going to be serving breakfast.
Great.
Yeah, nice. If you want to get
is
a bit
there
of breakfast
a little march or anything like that?
I think so. I was trying to figure that out myself, to be honest. You know, main stage, Refugee Bar.
Oh, the Barrington March. So.
Yeah, I can't see the march itself, but I caught it earlier and I was like,
What else we got on?
I've been given a list. I've got a little.
You've got quite a few this week, haven't you?
I've got quite a few, yeah, because I ran out last time. I was like, So we've got. Now, let me get this right. I've got the BS3 LGBT drinks, so that's in Bedminster.
Here in Bristol for those of you listening in Freeman.
Yeah, and they've posted on our website, which apparently if you post on a website, we're going to give you a bit of a shout out.
Yes, there's been a load of events coming today actually on the website. Thank you those that posted them.
Yeah, so and that's a good place to go and have a look. So that's 15th of June, 7 p.m. and that's the Hen and Chicken, 210 Hen Street.
Pam?
Yeah,
I don't know Bedminster at all.
The other one is on Saturday. We've got the mapping of LGBT Bristol. It's a pinning party.
Oh, is that the Out Stories?
Yeah, it
thing?
Is.
Yeah.
So you can go along and pin your story in the location. So it's going to attach to the Google Maps. So in future, you can go into Google Maps and have a look at LGBT history on Bristol.
Yeah, well, we're checking out. It looks like a really good project, that one, actually.
Yeah, it's taken quite a long time. There's been a lot of effort gone into that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got a drag show. We've got the first ever UK tour of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 8 breakout star Kim Chi.
Ooh.
And she's on the 19th of June at the Queen Shilling.
Is that tickets available? Drag Repeat?
Yes. So that's a regular event.
It is, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's run by Mike Pony, who was judging the Drag Idol with me.
Oh, right. Did you enjoy that?
It was fun, actually. Yeah, it was really good fun. So we're trying to keep tabs with Luna, who won.
Oh, right, okay.
So,
she looked absolutely fantastic.
Stunning performance. It really was. It kind of blew the others out of the water. So, definitely the right person won.
That's a definite winner, isn't
it?
You know, and what else have we got? LGBT drinks, and that was about it. To be honest, on my list, I mean, Gay West to do the thing on Saturday in Bath as well.
Fab, excellent. Yeah. Don't forget, as always, you can post your events for free on Shoutout's website. Go to shoutoutradio.lgbt/events and you'll see there's a button there that lets you add them. So there's been loads come in today. It's been really nice. So we're trying to get them on the show next week or whatever.
Absolutely.
So a few people are asking, they do get approved before they go on. So don't expect them to just appear just in case people put profanities in it or something like that.
Fair enough.
So cool. Thank you very much, Tara.
Thanks, Tara. That's all right. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jade Adams, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's AWOL Nation, or AWOL Nation, whichever. AWOL Nation. AWOL Nation. And
yeah, that
sale.
Sounds like AWOL.
So, nice song, that one. I haven't played that for a while, so...
Yeah, it's
sort of play it.
Last year, wasn't it, that one?
Oh, no, it's been out for a while.
Is it?
But, yeah, I try not to play the same songs twice, but the ones I really like, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
So, I really like that one, so... anyway, you're listening to Shout Out, and him in the studio with us from Bristol Drugs Project. God, that's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
BDP.
Can we say BDP?
You can say BDP.
Is Jim, and you come in to talk to us about a brand new, not campaign, sort of support group?
A new service.
Yeah.
Specifically aimed at lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans communities in Bristol. We're calling it PRISM. We've got a launch night on Monday, 13th of June, from 5 till 8. We're based on Midland Road, which is in Old Market, just on the corner that Bar's on. So we're going to be running a drop-in there every Monday evening for anyone with any drug or alcohol-related problem.
So now, of course, that brings to us to the first question: is it only for people with problems, or if you've got a friend you might be worried about? Can you?
No, absolutely. Any concerned others. So any kind of advice or information that you require about any type of drug or alcohol use, we're there for you.
Right. So, what made you think that there was a need for an LGBT service?
Well, we know from lots of research in the past few years that LGBT communities are disproportionately affected by drug and alcohol problems. Lots of complex social reasons for that, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's never really been a specific service for that community in Bristol, and we thought it was a really good time to get one started now.
Mm. So what is it you actually provide within that service?
So we're going to be providing nursing services. So we've got a specialist hepatitis nurse. We're going to be offering needle exchange for those people who are injecting drugs. I guess particularly pertinent a moment around the new chemsex phenomenon, which has been taking hold across the country. First of all, very London based, but we're certainly...
I was going to say, I would associate that with places like London. I didn't realise it was
so
prevalent.
Well, we're out
here
in the provinces now. So,
oh, gosh.
So I guess the concern for us is a community that are quite naive to injecting, but injecting quite a lot. So we'd really like to get some information and advice and clean equipment out to people.
Well, I was going to say, because there will be some people that are like, well, hang on a sec, you know, if you're using needles, you're obviously doing drugs. But why... I'm assuming the whole point is to you know, not necessarily say you must stop instantly, but to make sure that they're using clean needles and the like. Am I right?
Absolutely. So we work on a policy of harm reduction, which accepts that people do use drugs and alcohol, some problematically, some not so problematically. And I guess it's just about being pragmatic. We don't condone or condemn drug use. We accept that people do use drugs, and if they are going to use them, we want them to use them in the safest way possible.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit more about chemsex? Because I think a lot of people don't understand that term.
It's quite a new term,
and
isn't it?
It
is quite a new term, and I guess there's always a worry about stigmatising gay men's sex lives.
Mm.
But this is quite a new phenomenon for about the last 5 years in the UK, I'd say, and it's really been a perfect storm of the geosocial hookup apps, Grindr and Scruff and the like. And
but if someone's listening has never heard of the term chemsex, I mean, what exactly are we?
It really means, of course, drugs and sex have always gone hand in hand in many communities, but this is a very specific behaviour where people are meeting up through these geosocial apps to have group sex while using very particular drugs. So the three main drugs that would define chemsex are crystal methamphetamine, methadrone and GBL.
So GBL?
Yeah, GBL. What is GBL?
I've never heard of that.
So
I
haven't.
GBL is, you might have heard of GHB.
Yeah.
So it's basically, when that was outlawed, a new drug, GBL, which is basically the precursor of GHB, came onto the market, which is also now illegal. And basically it turns into GHB pretty much as soon as you ingest it anyway.
Mm.
So there's, you know, it can be quite a dangerous drug if you don't use it sensibly. It can be quite a difficult drug to detox from, you know, if people...
I was going to say, are all these drugs addictive, I take it, then, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, addictive's a tricky term.
Any
drug can become addictive if it means something particular in your life, really. You know, if you need it to get through... to get through your life and to cope, then.
So what are you seeing in Bristol then at the moment, Jim? Are you seeing, like, what sort of... what's one of the major drug use problems that are coming through?
So, I mean, methadone really came onto the market over the last few years when there was a marked drop in the quality of more traditional stimulant or psychedelic drugs, such as ecstasy in particular.
Mm. Now, for those listening, isn't methadone the one that led to all the kind of ban of legal highs? It was the original one, wasn't it?
It was one of the first ones that was, the term legal highs was used. It's never been a very useful term. It was a bit of a media term. And I guess, you know, drug markets are about availability, they're about demand. You know, people wanted a drug that was similar to that. They couldn't get that from traditional drugs, particularly with a drop in quality of cocaine and with ecstasy. And that's really when we saw methadone rear its head.
So despite the fact that methadone has been made completely illegal, you're still seeing...
Yeah, absolutely.
High amount of usage of
it's very hard to find a correlation between the legal status of a drug and its popularity. I mean, you may know that there's a new law just come into force called the Psychoactives Act, which basically bans all psychoactive substances that either exist now or potentially in the future, to try and stop this sort of cat and mouse thing of them banning particular drugs and then a new drug coming to take its place.
So would that include those legal highs? Because
no such thing as a legal high.
Yeah, but people can still buy those, can't they?
Psychoactive Substances Act that's just been brought in bans.
Yes, because I saw a programme on the TV about up in Nottingham, and there was this, something like that? And it was a real problem, and it seemed to be just as bad as somebody buying... You know, for them, you know, the reaction that they were having with like marijuana,
well, like 10 times
or grass,
stronger, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know,
the ones that you're talking about, including spice, that have now been made illegal. The question is, making it illegal, does it actually have any effect? And that's big unknown. Yes. Isn't
I mean, it's quite interesting that in Ireland, about 3 or 4 years ago, they introduced a very, very similar act. And now the Irish are the largest consumers of what we call novel psychoactive substances in the whole of Europe.
Really?
So, I mean, that's a really good example of how it doesn't work. But yeah, I'm not here to
digressing. But I mean, it is kind of irrelevant because, of course, you know, these are things that, you know, technically get the name party drug, and especially when you end up with things like chemsex going on, you know, people take these and if they're illegal, there's no requirement to say on them what else they contain and all that, and then unfortunately we end up needing services like yours. And what is worrying, I think, is the fact that you know, they are there, and we're seeing it come from London to Bristol. But the good thing is, obviously, is that we've now got Prism, which is starting. This weekend is Monday.
Monday evening, 5 o'clock. Can I just give the address quickly? It's number 23 Midland Road, and that's BS2OJT. Can I give our website and stuff, or should we leave that till the end?
Entirely up to you.
Okay, so our website is bdp.org.uk/prism, or you can email us on prism@bdp.org.uk. Prism is spelled PRISM, by the way. We also have a phone number, only for leaving messages at the moment. That's going to be live on Monday. The number is 07971 354 498. That's 07971 354 498.
Now we should also point out, it's not just drugs, is it? It's also it's alcohol as
indeed, well. Absolutely. So yeah, we're really looking to capture the whole breadth of alcohol and drug use. So whether that's somebody having a bottle of wine at night when they get home from work every day, and that's starting to feel like a problem, to some of the more extreme practices that we're seeing around injecting. But really, it doesn't have to seem like a major problem to come and get some help. If it feels like a problem to you, then it's a problem for us.
Or, of course, if it's one of your friends and you might want some advice as to... Because sometimes people don't even see it themselves, do they?
Yeah.
You know, and it might be a case of if you're a friend or a family member watching and you don't quite know what to do,
absolutely.
I'm assuming they can drop in and...
And we particularly like people to come to the first event on Monday because we're having a launch event, tea and cupcakes and a bit of music, and we've got a lot of people coming. So
like cupcakes.
Who doesn't like a cupcake?
Exactly. So what's the sort of age range are you looking at? Is it for everybody.
Or is it specific to an age?
No, it's not specific to any age range. And I guess something that sort of defines drug use in LGBT communities is a much broader age range of people using drugs. So in straight communities, people tend to have a peak of using drugs when they're young, and then it very much tails off. And we see a very, very different pattern, particularly with gay men and adult lesbian women.
Oh, right.
Right.
So people using drugs
problematically. You never thought we were that different, would you? Well, we always campaign to be like equal and the same, but in some respects, we're kind of not, aren't we?
Well, do you find that gay men and lesbian women then are users of different types of drugs and alcohol?
Yeah,
what, the straight community.
Cisgender.
Yeah, there is a bit of difference between it, but it tends to be more people adopting new drugs much later in life. You know, partly to do with so much of the scene being based around bars and clubs and you know, alcohol selling venues. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of historical and cultural reasons for it, I think.
So, I mean, out of interest, obviously this is a new service and you guys are going to be providing a lot of support. Do you still think there's some gaps in the support that's available out there at the moment?
There's always gaps in support, you know, particularly in public services. It's always this balance of money and resources and what we're commissioned to do. So there's often changes in national drug policy that then filter down to local agencies like ourselves. But you know, it doesn't get away from the main thing that, you know, we're a harm reduction agency. We try and support people, whatever their drug and alcohol use, whatever level it's had, whatever impact it's having on their own lives. Many people still continue really, really functional professional lives while having a drug problem on the side. So, you know, you often wouldn't know that people are struggling with their drug use. And also, sometimes drugs are just a problem at a particular time in your life. It's not that you're an addictive type of person. Mm. Sometimes it's a combination of events and experiences that you have that lead to a particular spike in your life.
I mean, we should point out PRISM's new, isn't it? But Bristol Drugs Project most definitely isn't. You've been going for many years, haven't you?
31 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been there for 20 of them. Yeah.
So this isn't something new that's just going.
No,
this is supported by a very well-known organisation. So.
No, it's really because, we looked at a few studies that said, you know, some members of LGBT communities wouldn't be happy to access mainstream services. We obviously do have lots of clients from those communities, but often more confident people happy to access mainstream services. It's more the people that wouldn't be happy to. That I'm worried about, and that we're hoping to catch with this new service.
So, what makes it? What do you think makes that different than, you know, for LGBT users?
I think a space where that is consciously not heterocentric, where the workers have had some training and some understanding about those issues. I mean, I recently had the opportunity to go to the first European Chemsex Forum up in London. And one of the main guys from that conference, David Stewart, who runs the 56 Dean Street Clinic in Soho, which is the largest chemsex service in the UK, well, probably the only specific one at the moment, he's actually coming down to a conference we're doing on the 1st of July, so feel really lucky about that.
Well, I mean, I think the main point is, obviously, you know, if things are different in the LGBT community, it's having a service that has that knowledge of what the differences are. And, you know, whether it be drugs or, you know, the type of drugs and the issues that bring them around. So I think it's really good. So
I think it's really important to have it. Also, you've got, like, supportive staff who have got some kind of insight to LGBT lives as well.
Absolutely.
So would they be identified as LGBT?
So I mean, this drop-in will be strictly LGBT, so... So yeah, that's kind of the point of it. It's away from BDP's main offices. Mm. It's in Old Market. It's just around the corner from Terence Higgins Trust. So we're also running it at the same time as their rapid testing clinic.
Great.
So that we can send people back and forth as well.
Cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely talking to you, we hope the service is a big success.
Thank you very much.
And we will do what we always do. Very, very quickly, we should point out it is confidential. This service
it's a free and confidential service. Nobody needs to know that you've been. You can use an alias if you need to, but yeah.
Cool. And we will do what we always do, and we'll make sure we put all the details and the links on our website along with the podcast as well. But very quickly, just so it's the last thing we leave the listeners with, if people are interested, what's your web address?
Our web address is bdp.org.uk/PRISM. Facebook is @PRISM_Bristol. Look, it's got Facebook on the Twitter one, that's right. So, sorry, Facebook is groups/prism.bristol. Twitter is @bristol_bristol. God, that's a lot of Bristols and lot, prisms,
yeah.
Isn't
but we
it?
Can I can't put that on the
yeah,
podcast,
yeah. If you haven't got a pen handy, we'll stick that up on our show notes as well, so you've got the links there as well. But listen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you ever so much for having me.
Best of luck.
And if nothing else, go along and enjoy a cupcake.
Indeed.
Yes. Best of luck.
Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. We will be back very shortly when Ivan is going to be talking to Bright Light, Bright Light.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I can imagine that Arthur of Sing Out Bristol will be jumping up and down to that tune. They performed that one on stage many times. So,
yeah, that's a great one.
Speaking of them, they're performing for Children in Need this Sunday.
The Hippodrome. Dolls?
No. Sing Out Bristol.
Oh, Sing Out Bristol.
They're on at the Hippodrome as part of Children in Need.
Oh, fantastic. So, well done.
Catch them on BBC Bristol.
Great.
Lovely. So anyway, news team here.
Hello
news team.
Hello Natalie, sorry.
Hello.
I didn't put you on then.
It's okay. So,
right, shall we get some news headlines?
You can.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday the 9th of June.
Whilst the political left continues to tear itself apart over anti-Semitism this week, a new row has erupted over parts of the movement's tolerance of anti-transgender rhetoric, coming from a small group of feminists known by the moniker TERFs, which stands for Trans-Exclusionary Radical Feminists. The row has centred on the daily leftist paper The Morning Star, which has a small readership, but which is still influential in the labour movement. Trans activists have accused the Star of only running articles by TERFs, whilst the latter have retaliated by reiterating their support for the newspaper. Trans activist Natasha at the blog Uncommon Sense has pastiched this message of solidarity with the Morning Star, pointing out that with the battle over lesbian and gay rights lost by social conservatives, transgender people have emerged as the latest group to be subject to systematic trolling and hate online.
Staying with hate groups, the Jewish Chronicle newspaper has this week talked to Benjamin Cohen, the chief executive of the gay newswire Pink News. Mr. Cohen has been subject to obscene and hate-filled Twitter messages from neo-Nazis and other anti-Semites after he put out an innocuous tweet about a new LGBT-inclusive children's book. Some of the internet messages were so extreme that they advocated genocide and murder against Jewish people. Mr. Cohen said that in recent weeks, far-right extremists had stepped up their online harassment of Jewish people, becoming organised by piling on masses of abuse designed to overwhelm their targets. Mr. Cohen said that Twitter had a major problem in dealing with and rooting out extremists.
It's the first week of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month. During the next 4 weeks, Muslims fast during daylight hours and engage in works of charity. In Bristol, the customary Ramadan radio service is available for the month on 87.7 FM, whilst LGBT Muslim groups like London's Iman have issued their Ramadan greetings to the LGBT Muslim community. Meanwhile, an imam from Iran has been forced to leave the country after marrying gay couples in violation of the state's conservative interpretation of religious laws. The imam, who is known as Taha, told the BBC that he had been honoured to officiate at the weddings, but that the state's harsh police force had caught up with him, forcing him to flee to safety abroad.
Hands Together is a network which encourages same-sex couples to show affection in public by holding hands. It's something that heterosexual couples do continually without thinking, but can be a major deal for same-sex couples even in a big liberal area like the West Country. On Saturday the 11th of June, same-sex couples walking along holding hands in Princess Victoria Street in Clifton will be offered a free restaurant voucher. A number of renowned eateries have lent their support to the campaign, including Pizza Express and Fisher's. For more information on the ongoing campaign to hold hands, visit handstogethercampaign.org.
And finally, pop impresario Louis Walsh has told the BBC radio programme Paper Cuts that he helped the late Boyzone singer Stephen Gately publicly hide his sexuality during the first years of the Boyzone band because Gately was terrified that his career would be over if it ever was revealed that he was gay. However, as Walsh explained, when the Sun newspaper did out Gately, it was actually the best thing that happened to the much-missed singer's career because he was, quote, finally a free man. Mr. Gately died of a heart condition at the age of 33, but his legacy lives on in the records sold by Boyzone.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
And Natalie.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hello, I'm Dolly Rocket. A big shout out to Shout Out. Thank you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Alex Jordan.
Who is Alex Jordan?
Happiness.
Can you explain who Alex Jordan is?
Google it.
Oh, right, okay.
She's, well, if I say she's a singer, you'll slap me, but...
Yeah, well, I just
She sung
heard.
This song.
She sung this song, and it's called Happiness. It's very nice.
Yeah, lovely song. I do like this one.
Yes.
So, yeah. I like the way you bop along. It's,
yeah, sorry, it's not very radio friendly, is it? Bopping along.
No, summery song. That's why I picked it.
It is
so. Lovely. So I'm loving this hot weather, which is quite cool. So now, talking of boppy songs, well, a bit more than boppy, actually. That's a bit boppy insulting song. Bright Light, Bright Light.
Are
you a fan? I am.
Yes.
I love their music.
Yeah, I think
they're really good.
Yeah.
I first heard of them on College Green at Pride all those years ago when Pride was on College Green.
I remember that.
And they're back again for Pride this year, which I believe is an exclusive because other than performing on the Graham Norton show, I don't think he's performing in the UK this year because he's on tour with Elton John. I'm kind of giving away half the interview here.
Okay.
I will shut up because Ivan managed to catch up with them.
All in the name of being somebody.
2, 3, 4.
What?
Well, today I'm in central London at the Borderline, and my guest today is Bright Light, Bright Light. That's a pop synth sensation, otherwise known as Rod Thomas. Rod, thanks for joining me today and talking
to me.
You're
very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been doing a lot in the past. Haven't you? You've toured with, or rather supported, Ellie Goulding and the Scissor Sisters, and most recently with Elton John. Tell me about that. How did that go?
It was amazing. I got to play in places that are much larger than I've ever played before. He's a hero of mine and a really good friend, so it was a blast.
And you've had a lot of support from him, haven't you? He's kind of taken you under his wing almost.
Yeah, he's a very good supporter of new talent, and he's been really kind to me and very supportive.
He was also featured on your last album, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's featured on the new album as well.
We'll get to the new album in just a minute, but of course all the talk of the town is your appearance on Graham Norton.
Yeah.
So you had fun doing that?
It was the most fun I've ever had, really, performing. I never thought I'd get to do a show like that, so it was pretty special.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but are you the first unsigned artist to appear on the Graham Norton show, or at least one of them?
I believe so. The BBC article would tell me that, so... I think I might be. That's kind of insane.
Well, that's pretty much an achievement, isn't it, really? From someone who's, I don't know, what, 7, 8 years ago, what you were busking on the tube for cash, and you're on the Graham Norton show 7 years later. I mean, how does that happen? Did you just get a phone call from Graham saying, come on the show?
No, there's a lot of factors. I mean, it was, it was 7 years of really hard work and gradual build-up and gradual support and gradual presence to get to the point where... I'm able to do something like that. It's not like a magical fairy tale story, but it's a really nice, rewarding tale of somebody at the BBC recognising somebody doing really hard work and giving me a chance, which is just so wonderful of them.
What was going through your mind when you're sat on the couch with the likes of Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling? I mean, were you at all fazed by that, or did you just sort of take it in your stride?
I don't know. The whole day was a blur, really. It was just... cool. It was just really fun.
Now, you released a solo piano album at the beginning of the year, didn't it? I mean, it was packed full of, like, 25 tracks. Mm-hmm. And you've had, I think the Pink Singers were on there on one of the tracks. You get a lot of collaboration with LGBT people, don't you?
I do, yeah. Collaboration is the most fun part of everything, really. And I try to get people involved that I think do great work, people that I think are interesting and fun. and have a good energy. And like the Pink Singers are brilliant, so I wanted to use them on the record.
And what about the creative process? I mean, obviously you're an achieved pianist. I mean, do you sit at the piano and hack something out when you're writing music, or does it like a tune come into your head and you write down music, or is
very
it
very haphazard? Kind of I can't. There's no rhyme or reason to it whatsoever.
So going on to the new album mm-hmm. that you've got coming out. When's it out? By the
July
way,
July 15th.
And it's called
Choreography.
And you've got again. You're collaborating with a lot of artists on there as well. And why is it called Choreography? Where's it get the name from?
It's based on my love of dance sequences in films that I like, basically. So I love watching people dance. I love dancing. I love making songs that make people dance. So the record is just a big pop record, which hopes to capture the magic that you get in those dance sequences in films.
And of course, you've got Stephen Hoggett. Now, he's an award-winning choreographer, and he's sorting out the music videos for you. Is that correct?
We've done them all before. We've filmed all the music videos, yeah.
Wow. So are they going to be released sort of one by one? You're going to tease everybody with those, are you?
Yeah. Well, you know, most people release videos one by one. I've just done them all in advance.
Fantastic. Now, you're doing a UK and US tour, aren't
yes.
you, coming up. We're at the Borderlines tonight. What's that involving? Several venues in each country, I guess?
Yeah, it's like a little tour in July, just like 4 or 5 dates in the UK, and then a few more in the US in September, and then I'll be back to the UK and Europe in October, November. So like gradually getting everywhere that I need to go in a way that I can do it.
And you're actually living in New York now, is that right?
Yes.
How are you finding life over there?
It's amazing. Yeah. it's amazing.
Do you think the opportunities are better for a musician over there than it is over here, or is
honestly, yes. I feel that people out there work more as a community than they do, particularly in London. I found that finding people to collaborate with has been a lot more rewarding and a lot easier in New York, partly because I'm, I don't know, an import, and there's a bit of a charm to that, but it just, the vibe and the approach is much nicer and much more inclusive over there.
So you're kind of a fresh singer in town, so to speak.
Yeah, for now.
So, and of course, ultimately, at least for us in Bristol, you're going to be coming back to do Bristol Pride, because you've done a couple of prides before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've always done the daytime party, so I'm looking forward to doing the evening show.
That's right, you're doing Illumination, it's just the after party, is that correct?
Yes.
But in the meantime, if anybody wants to know more about your tour dates and what you're up to, where can they find the information from, Rod?
Everything is at my website, which is www.brightlightx2.com. All the ticket links, videos, download links, everything you could possibly want, and a lot more that you don't is all there.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for talking to me today, Rod, and all the best with your tour and the album, of course.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Mr. V.
And we're from JSMV, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
And here they are themselves. This is Bright Light, Bright Light with Good Luck.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bright Light, Bright Light. Do you like that a lot? That's Good Luck. That's an exclusive one, actually. We were playing that before anyone else in the world.
Yeah, because we're just so on point here. Like, we're so on trend.
So, well, it's not now. It's out now. But we've had that song for a while. We were one of the first to play it. You know?
You've got your finger on the pulse, haven't you, Andy?
Yeah. It was Ivan that did it. I can't.
Ivan, you got your finger on the pulse.
Yeah. He has.
Don't tell Stevie.
Talking to Stevie. Hello. He's listening in the bath, complete with a cat. That's what he posted. He said he's in the bath, so the cat's listening to it.
But the cat's not in the bath.
No, I don't think. I think the cat is on his bath towel, which means that when he gets out to dry himself, he's going to get covered in.
He's going to get furry feet.
Yeah,
like a hobbit.
So we haven't got long at the end of the show as always, but very quickly want to mention a big thank you again. We've been nominated again for the National Diversity Awards, which we would love your votes for. If you would like to vote for us, go to nationaldiversityawards.co.uk. UK and click on the big button that says nominate here. If you search Shout Out, you'll find us, so we should be good. I should also mention BCFM have also been nominated,
so let's not forget.
Vote for them, but make sure you do us first. We're more important.
Yes, especially if you're listening to us.
BCFM's got more awards than us. We haven't got any yet.
Not this year.
So
that would be fantastic.
It would, wouldn't it? So, other thing I want to mention is it's Hands Together campaign. You mentioned it in the news, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Shouldn't exist, as it says on their website.
Yes, but it does, and it fulfills a very important function, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says it's totally ludicrous in 2016 that we are campaigning for all people to feel comfortable showing affection in public.
But of course, but a lot of people don't.
Very, very true. Yes, because we did a brief sort of flash handhold a little while ago.
We did, didn't we? It was you and Jane and me and Carl and a few others.
Yeah, there was
it?
A few others. There was also actual heterosexual couple as well.
An actual heterosexual couple.
What are we going to do?
What did it look like? As opposed to those fakies that they just pretend.
Yes. Pretend heterosexuals. No, but they were just there to support, basically, I think. And that
they
was
were really nice,
They
though.
Were really nice, yeah. And it was really important that they, you know, that it was representing.
Well, they came along, yeah.
You can still hear the feature we did. It's actually on the Hands Together campaign's website.
Yes, I noticed that the other day. Yeah, it's a good website.
There's a video of us walking down the street as well, which we'll have to have a play off air. But this weekend, they're doing a really cool thing. Between 11 and 1, if you walk down Princess Victoria Street and they see you holding hands, you could get a voucher for a free meal at some place. It's like
Pizza Express.
Even if me and Mary went up and held
hands. The sausage,
hands.
I think.
I said, even if me and Mary went up and held hands, and then Mary could walk down with Jane, and then Jane could walk down with Georgina.
I was thinking, but who would go for the meal if we only got one free meal?
Well, we could have a meal for four.
We'll send you to the sausage, but you're all veggies, aren't you?
No, I'm sure we could find a vegetarian establishment. Thank you, Andy. It's not unusual to be
Pizza Express. Pizza Express. Yes. That's veggie, isn't it? So there's a lot.
They have a lot of veggie options.
Yeah. They do. They've got a Frisker up there anyway.
Oh, have they? I like Frisker, actually.
Noodles. It's harder.
But nice. So. Anyway, that's it for this week. Don't forget, if you are a Bright Light fan, they will be performing at this year's Bristol Pride, which wanted me to interview them too, which would be quite cool.
That'd be great. But if you want to hear that interview with them again, just check out the podcast at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
We'll be back next week, as always, live from 7 from our home station here at BCFM, and repeated on several others as well. So, but from myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.